Linux Voice, Issue 1, pages 106 to 109, Masterclass, written by John Lane, read by Mark Johnson. Masterclass, Essential Linux Tools Explained. This month, say hello to the Vim Text Editor and some advanced features in Firefox. An introduction to Vim. Whatever Unix system you're using, it will probably have Vim. Let's learn this essential editor. Vim, which is a hugely flexible text editor for Linux, is VI improved. It carries a legacy that can be traced back to the 1970s, when VI was born as the visual mode for the Unix line editor X. X itself was the extended version of the editor ED. The most jarring part of that legacy for new users is that Vim has two main operating modes. Command mode is where you interact with Vim to move around, alter, save, and exit. Pretty much everything you can think of, except the one thing you might want to do, type text into it. That's what the other mode, insert mode, is for. Sadly, many people take the time to learn one command at this point, colon Q, the quit command, so they can go off and find another editor. But Linux voice readers are a hardy bunch, so we're staying with it. Getting around. Another surviving part of this legacy is its quirky use of the H, J, K, and L keys to move around the file. This can be traced back to VI's creator using a terminal that didn't have separate cursor arrow keys, but used these keys instead. Vim supports the normal arrow keys as well, but it's worth learning to use those letter keys because they're directly underneath your fingertips, and it will make you much quicker once you've trained your muscle memory. For diehards, the arrow keys can be turned off. Quirks aside, let's get into Vim. Enter command vim space my file. Like we mentioned, you'll find yourself in command mode. For basic navigation, use the H, J, K, L keys to move left, down, up, and right within the file, or there are commands to navigate words, sentences, paragraphs, and pages. Commands are case sensitive, so lowercase j and uppercase j do different things. Most commands are one or two keystrokes, and the first you want to learn is I, which enters insert mode. Once in insert mode, anything typed will be entered into the file until you press the escape key, which returns you to command mode. Insert mode is meant for short bursts of text entry. You're meant to place the cursor, enter insert mode, type some text, and escape back to command mode. New users might try to enter insert mode and then work as though they were using a simpler text editor such as Notepad, but to do so misses the point and power of command mode. The next characteristic of Vim to understand is its ability to repeat commands. Any keystroke given may be preceded with a number, and that command will be repeated that many times. For example, enter 5H to move left 5 characters. Using repeats like this with the navigation commands can help you move around your file very quickly. Moving around is fine, but command mode also offers you many ways to make modifications to your file. Begin with the basic I, insert, R, replace, and X, extract. Some commands, like C, change, and D, delete, are followed by a mandatory operator specifying what to operate on. These operators are the same as the navigation commands, so 3DW deletes 3 words, 5X deletes 5 characters. There are more sophisticated ways to modify files by using the X commands. These hark back to the days before VI, when people used teletypes and didn't even have a monitor in front of them. X commands are typed at the prompt and perform modifications to the file being edited. To enter X command from Vim's command mode, you first enter a colon, then the command. X commands take the form colon, range, space, command, space, args, where the range and arguments are optional. The range defines the line or lines to perform the command on, and can be specified using line numbers, marks, or special symbols. A full stop character represents the current line, and dollar represents the last line. Percent is equal to 1, comma, dollar. You can create marks to represent lines of your choice. To define a mark A at your current position in a file, enter MA, and you can then refer to that line as A. You can also use simple expressions like +3 to refer to the line 3 ahead of the current line, or $-10 to refer to the 10th before last line. Probably the most commonly used X command is to perform a global search and replace. Colon S %% %foo %bar %g replaces all occurrences of foo with bar, where foo is a regular expression. VI has commands to cut or copy and paste text, but calls the copy action yank instead. These commands are D delete, Y yank, and P paste. Deleting and yanking paste the affected text into a general purpose buffer, which is not the desktop's clipboard. You can also use a named buffer by prefixing a command with double quote and a character which names the buffer. Double quote A3DW followed by double quote BYY will delete three words into buffer A and yank the whole line into buffer B. Buffers, windows and tabs. When Vim loads a file, it reads it into a buffer, which is the in-memory copy of that file, which is altered as you edit it. The original file is only modified when you write the buffer back to disk. Use the :W command to do this. Vim can have many files open at the same time, each being held in its own buffer. You can list all buffers using :ls and navigate between them with :b. Split windows is a feature of Vim that enables you to view the file being edited in multiple places or even view multiple different files. To split the window, enter :sp for horizontal split or :vs for a vertical one. This will display the current buffer twice. Append a file name to instead load another file into the split window. If two windows display the same buffer, changes made in one will be reflected in the other. The window control commands are initiated with :ctrl+W. Moving between windows involves using :ctrl+W followed by a movement key. For instance, :ctrl+W then K moves to the window above. The other way to organize multiple files is to use tabs. You can have multiple tabs, each displaying multiple windows, and remember, for each of those windows can display content from any buffer. Tab commands begin with :tab. Pimp your Vim. One of the big features of Vim is that it's heavily customizable. You can view and change settings with the :set command. To see all settings, enter command :set space all. And to enable a setting, for example, enter command :set space number. We'll display line numbers. Prefix the setting name with no to disable it. For example, enter command :set space no number. To apply your setting preferences when starting Vim, you can store them in a file called /.vimrc. This file can do more than just settings though. By writing Vim scripts, you can create new functionality or modify existing features. A good place to start customizing is by key mapping. Any command mode key sequence can be mapped to a key. Command :map space minus space dd will cause Vim to delete the current line. That's the dd command, whenever you press minus. Beware, however, mapping single keys will remap the main commands. There are no free single characters. To help avoid this, you can use modifiers. Command :map space open angle bracket c minus d close angle bracket space dd will map :+d to perform dd, which deletes the current line. You can also map multiple characters, but you'll need to type them quickly to get their effect. Command :map space :d space dd. A coder's paradise. You can control whether tabs are hard or soft, implemented with spaces, often preferable these days. You can set up automatic indentation and code folding, hiding function bodies. The equals command will indent the current selection. :fold will fold any selected block. ZO opens a fold and ZC closes it. Finally, this tool would be incomplete without mentioning gvim, which wraps Vim in a GUI window and exposes some of its commands through a traditional menu interface. Pro tip. :help space vim-modes helps to explain Vim's operating modes. Pro tip. Most Linux distros alias VI to Vim. Do you want to know more? The Vim Tips Wiki. http://vim.wikia.com/wiki/vim_tips_wiki. Open Vim Tutorial. http://openvim.com. VIMU Cheat Sheet and Tutorial. www.vimu.com. Vim Website at www.vim.org. An Introduction to Firefox. Get more out of the flagship free software project's hidden features. If statistics are to be believed, the Mozilla Firefox web browser enjoys around 20% share of the browser market, lagging behind Google's Chrome browser with its more polished look and feel, but Firefox offers more power user features through its ability to be tweaked and customized. The name Firefox, which is another name for the red panda, was chosen after earlier names, including Phoenix and Firebird, were dropped due to trademark disputes. More on that later. Mozilla releases Firefox versions at four stages in its lifecycle. Known as channels, they are Firefox Nightly, a developer-focused release aimed at extremely technical early adopters. It's updated every night and contains the latest changes. Firefox Aurora is pre-beta release every morning for technical early adopters. Firefox Beta is a weekly beta release aimed at non-technical early adopters. Firefox Final is the official public release version intended for everyday mainstream users. It is released on a 6-week schedule. Functional changes and enhancements move through the four channels, being initially available in the nightly build, moving through Aurora and Beta before eventually making it to a new public release. The release schedule is maintained on the Mozilla Wiki, http://bit.ly/ffrelcal. In addition to the four main channels, there's another version called Firefox Extended Support Release, which is intended for large organizations such as universities, governments, and businesses. Each ESR release is supported for 1 year, however it only receives high-risk or impact security fixes or major stability fixes. A quick tour. Central to the Firefox experience is what Mozilla calls the Awesome Bar, a combined URL and search box. Start typing what you want and the Awesome Bar displays possible matches from your browsing history, bookmarked sites, and open tabs. When a page is displayed, its URL is prefixed with its fav icon, the small icon used by some websites to give a brand identity to the URL. If you connect to a secure site, the identity information can be revealed by clicking on the fav icon. Bookmarking is quick and easy thanks to the one-click bookmark feature accessed via the star icon at the end of the Awesome Bar. Click once to create a bookmark, click again to edit or remove one. An extension to bookmarking is Quick Search. Say you frequently look up content on Wikipedia. If you browse that site, right-click in its search bar and select Add a keyword for this search, and you'll then be able to search for it directly by entering Wikipedia space my search term in the Awesome Bar. Firefox was one of the first browsers to offer the now common tabbed browsing model. It extends the concept by enabling the user to pin certain tabs, meaning that they become permanent fixtures on the user interface, where they space-efficiently display only the site's fav icon on the left-handed end of the tab bar. They don't have a close button, thus avoiding accidental closure. They glow blue when a page updates. Links on pinned tabs are opened in a new tab, so the pinned tab doesn't change, although beware, if you browse elsewhere while viewing a pinned tab, it changes the pinned tab. Manage your tabs. Tab addicts will like tab groups, also known as a panorama. This is a great feature that you'll want to use if you often end up with more tabs than will fit on the tab bar, or if you want to organize tabs by task. To create tab groups, enter Ctrl and Shift and E, or click the small icon in the right-hand end of the tab bar. This will display your tabs as thumbnails that you can drag around and collect into groups. You select a tab to display by clicking its thumbnail, which returns to the main display with that tab open, and the tab bar only showing tabs from the same group. Firefox is a feature-rich application, but we can extend, bend, and manipulate it to customize the browsing experience. This is made possible by its extendable architecture and by tweaking its internal settings. Everything you do to customize Firefox is stored within a profile that you'll find under your home directory in a path similar to /home/your username/.mozilla/firefox/randomstringofcharacters.default. The exact path contains a random string that serves two purposes. It makes the profile directory unique and obfuscates it to reduce the risk of malware locating it on platforms where that kind of thing is an issue. Most users will have one profile, but it is possible to have many, and you may find this useful if you're experimenting with extensions or settings. To find the profile directory that Firefox is using, you can browse to url:about:support and click the Open Directory button, which is next to the profile directory label. Settings are stored in your profile in a plain text file called prefs.js. You can look at this file in any text editor, but changes are best made using the application. There are many more settings that you can access in the Preferences dialog. You can instead enter about:config in the URL bar, which will bring up a huge range of preferences to tweak, if you accept the risk of potentially breaking things, of course. To set an option, search for it and click the value to change it. For example, search for Animate Fade and change its value from the default false to true to get some fun eye candy. Privacy and security. The awesomeness of the Awesome Bar and other things require Firefox to collect data about your browsing habits, but you have control over this. One way is to use private browsing, which enables you to browse the internet without saving any information about which sites and pages you visit. It doesn't make you anonymous on the internet, however. The keystroke Control and Shift and P starts private browsing in a new window. A small mask icon on the left of the tab bar identifies it as being private. Firefox won't track browser, search, download and web form histories, cookies or temporary internet files. Any files specifically downloaded or bookmarks you make will be kept. You close the window to stop private browsing. Firefox can tell the sites that you visit that you do not want to be tracked, however it doesn't do this by default, so you should go to Preferences Privacy to select this option. There is, however, no requirement that websites honour this setting. An extension called Lightbeam can reveal the sites that are tracking you online. Privacy is a balancing act. Read the Mozilla page at http://bit.ly/ffprivacy to get the current Firefox privacy policy. Web developer tools. Web developers have another good reason to use Firefox. Its integrated toolbox for web developers, accessible via the Tools Web Developer menu, has improved over time, obviating the need for extensions such as Firebug. You can inspect elements and even make changes to the HTML and CSS of the page that you are viewing. Full details at http://bit.ly/ffwebtoolbox. Our favourite add-ons. There are thousands of add-ons available through addons.mozilla.org, and everyone will have their own favourites. Here are some of ours. Pentadactyl aims to make more efficient and keyboard accessible by bringing Vim-like key bindings and X-like commands to Firefox with a neat minimalist GUI. This is a must-have add-on for Vim lovers. bit.ly/ffpentadactyl. Lightbeam uses interactive visualizations to show you the first and third-party sites you interact with on the web. Adblock Plus enables you to filter out unwanted parts of websites that you visit, such as a noisy ad. Abduction lets you easily select an area of a web page with your mouse and save it as an image. Firebug is a web development tool that you can use in addition to, or instead of, the integrated developer toolbox. Pro tip. Start with Firefox from the command line with Firefox minus capital P to manage profiles. John Lane is a technology consultant with a penchant for Linux. His Firefox has a penguin theme.